This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The CEO of Hobby Lobby notes other companies have been granted White House exemptions from the HHS mandate, but that there have been no exemptions for religious or conscience reasons. In a tragic letter about the loss of religious freedom and liberty in America, David Green points out that his Christian-run company walks its Christian talk in wages and store hours, but is being forced by the government to pay for abortifacient drugs. Legislation to revoke Planned Parenthood's federal taxpayer funding has been reintroduced in Congress. A similar bill passed in the House last year but was rejected in the Senate by 8 votes. A Seattle attorney says assisted suicide in Oregon and Washington is a recipe for elder abuse cloaked in secrecy. Chief problem among these assisted suicide laws is a formal application process which allows an heir who will benefit from the patient's death to actively participate in this process of their benefactor's death. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. A large interdenominational prayer service will be part of the annual D.C. March for Life, Friday, January 25th. If you can't be there, look for local events marking the 40th anniversary of federal legalized abortion in just under 3 weeks from now. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.